This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When dirty dancing leads to death, who pays the tab? It all got started in Alaska when a group of friends decided to have a moose meat party. Carrie and her husband Jeffrey were there, along with Simone and her ex-husband. Carrie and Simone started dancing suggestively, kissing and touching one another and making fun of Jeffrey. Jeffrey then left the room. When he came back, he had a gun in his hand. He shot and wounded Simone, his wife's dance partner, and her ex-husband. Then he shot Carrie 3 times, killing her, and finally turned the gun on himself. The father of Carrie's 2 minor children sued Simone, claiming her risque behavior was the cause of Carrie's brutal murder. But the court said that criminal acts of third parties are always unforeseeable, and added, "We will not blame victims for otherwise reasonable actions that result in violence and death." So, in the end, an unsettling case won't lead to a settlement for the children left behind. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.